The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
And welcome to Autism Live. I'm Shannon Penrod, and I'm here with Dr. Doreen Grampuchet. And this is a very special edition of Autism Live for many different reasons. You know, on Wednesday, we do Ask Dr. Doreen normally. We've preempted all of our usual programming this week to give you, because it's April, and it's pick your A word April, whether that's acceptance, awareness, access, action, appreciation, whatever. Pick your A word. We're celebrating them all here in honor of all of you. But each week this month, we're going to be focusing on a different group of people and saying thank you to them. So Dr. Grampuchet is here with me this morning to continue thanking a group of people that we think are really remarkable. These, we're calling them card stars. These are people who've been nominated by families that they're working with and by coworkers that they're working with that say that they're really remarkable. So we're thrilled to have Dr. Grampuchet here. I'm going to stop and say good morning to you before I prattle on.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. And thank you so much, Shannon. And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to honor these incredible individuals here. You know, last year at the beginning of 2020 or around this time, in 2020, we honored our folks who were still out there and working despite all the COVID scare and, you know, everything was shut down by this time last year. And we had so many people who were still willing, despite those conditions, to keep going to homes and helping out families. And I was just incredibly astonished at the dedication. And a year later, I'm still seeing that. And it's incredible how these folks are just so dedicated and so hardworking. It's really an honor for me to be here with you and to share in this opportunity to just highlight them a little bit and show off about how amazing they are.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's emotional, man. I get emotional. I cried all over the place yesterday. All of my makeup was in my left armpit because it all just slid like a painting. And that's probably going to happen again today. And I think one of the takeaways from this, first of all, it's just so lovely to actually thank these people. I said yesterday that when my son was going through early intensive behavioral intervention with CARD, it was like my house was on fire. And I'm always embarrassed and ashamed to admit that I didn't remember every day to thank those folks who were there making the difference, because I was so busy trying to hold my garbage together that I didn't remember to thank them. And it's wonderful when we can have an opportunity to thank them. It's one of my favorite things to do, frankly, is to thank the folks who work with kids, teens, and adults on the spectrum, because I know the difference that they made in our lives. So, but I found myself getting so emotional, and I was so, every day that we do this, I'm so uplifted to know that there's so many great people out there
honestly,
who care about all of your kiddos. Who,
yeah.
And if you're feeling alone today, man, this is going to be like a mainline injection to give you that boost to know that there are people out there who care, who are really making things happen on a day-to-day basis, and that they are just adoring and loving on your kids while they're doing it. So that makes me super happy. Hey, we're saying good morning to Juanita and to R. And we're so thrilled that you guys are here, which reminds me, we're live right now. And a couple of things that I want you to know. We're live on YouTube, Facebook, and on Twitter. But we're also live on our homepage, autism-live.com, and about 19 other sites. We're live right now. But if you're on those big three, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, you can be writing in right on those platforms, and it shows up right here. You can also be writing in on our homepage. It takes me a little while longer to get to it. We also podcast. The show is available as a free download wherever you get your podcasts. We are, in fact, the number one rated autism podcast right now worldwide, which is just such a fun and sweet thing. And we want to thank all of you for liking and sharing and following and reviewing and letting others know, telling people, you know, putting those of you who have a friend that should be watching this. And when you put their name in the Facebook stream, it's, you know, it sends a message to them, hey, and then they can go and look at it, which more and more of you have been doing. So we just really, really love and appreciate that. But here's the other reason why today is special is because this week we're celebrating Dr. Graham Piché's birthday. It is not, in fact, her birthday today, but we're celebrating it today here on Autism Live. And I just want to take 30 seconds to talk about, yes, there it is. Thank you, Traven. I wish I had those things that blow out, but you know, but that would be annoying. So we put a kibosh on that. But I just want to say that, you know, when we talk about card stars, it all starts with Dr. Graham Piché. That all of the good things lead back to her. I just want to thank her personally for being who I know her to be. And I say nice things about you all the time behind your back. You don't know, but I say to people, whether it's in the field of autism or people who don't know about autism, that, you know, it's very rare in your life that you meet someone who is who they say they are. And I'm a big West Wing fan. And there's a scene in West Wing when Josh says that the first time that he heard the character that's played by Martin Sheen speak, he knew that he was going to follow him. And he said, because it was worth devoting my life to getting his message out. And that's, and I always thought, what does that feel like? What must that feel like to meet someone and be like, okay, I want to work with this person, and I'm willing to take everything else that I was doing and put it to the side because this person I want to follow. And that is exactly what happened to me the first time I was in the same room with Dr. Dorian Graham Piché. I had to go to the restroom because I was shaking with the things that she had said. And I called my husband on the way home. I was like, you would not believe where I've just been, and I've seen the future. And I would follow that woman into a burning building because I would know that she was going in there for a good reason. And let me just say that now, having worked with you for 10 years, I think it's more true than ever. I have seen you, and I know that grace is a word that you value, and you are a true leader of grace. I have seen you in situations where I would have lost my cool. I have seen you in and you didn't. And I have seen you in situations where you could have made an easier choice, but you always, always make a choice that's about individuals on the spectrum, what they need, what their families need to support them. And that's hard to do in this current climate. And I just want you to know that I adore you, and I would follow you into a burning building because I would know.
Thank you.
I love you. And that doesn't even count all the things that you have done for my kiddo, but we don't have time for that because we have people we have to get to. So please write in if you're watching right now and share birthday messages with Dr. Graham Piché. As we get ready to start having these guests that are that we're going to be having on Card Stars, and we're out of order, but we have somebody that's ready. So I think Nathan, I think we're going to come to you early if that's okay. He's making a face. Maybe not.
And Jen, I just want to also tell our viewers that this would normally be the Ask Dr. Doreen show, and we will resume that. But this week, we're taking that opportunity to honor yes. some of our folks. And so next time, I'll be happy to answer more questions next
that
time.
That will be in 2 weeks, actually, because next week we're going to be showing some of, well, it's a secret. I don't want to tell people, but I'll tell you later. Okay. But anyway, so I'm told that we do have Danny DeSina that is actually with us, and I wasn't seeing that. So Nathan, you're off the hook for a little while. We're coming to you later. Woo! Okay, so we're going to start by talking about Danny, who is an associate supervisor in Vacaville. And Danny is a family nomination. This is when, you know, I mean, I value all of the nominations, but when a family puts down what they're doing and picks up their computer to type out something, you know, it's serious business. So this is what this family has to say about Danny. My son is 20 years old and a big guy, 6'1", 260 pounds. He has severe sensory issues and can be aggressive. But he's also sociable and sweet and has so much potential. And they go on to say that their team has just been so amazing for a couple of years now. They're always positive, professional, fun, and upbeat, no matter how challenging the job gets. They specifically called out Jesse and Danny, who we have here right now. Danny, they have fought so hard for our insurance to cover treatment hours that their son needs, and they think outside the box for lessons and interventions. Danny, Jessica, and Nicole all ensure consistency and presentation of lessons and expectations. Wait, I got a pop-up, sorry. They go on to say, and they have continued without complaint through the pandemic with all its challenges. Throughout my son's behaviors, they've the behaviors have actually decreased, the caregiver says. And I don't know what we would have done without our CARDS teamwork. Our family is so grateful for them all. We have been doing ABA in one form or another since my son was 21 months old and have seen countless therapists and supervisors come and go. This team is great individually in each of their positions, but together they are greater than the sum of their parts. And we are a veteran enough to appreciate what we have. Thank you. So
what a beautiful note. That's wonderful.
What amazing kudos. And we're so thrilled that we have Danny here joining us right now. So let's welcome Danny DeSina.
Hey, guys.
Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Nice to have you with us. Welcome. Thank you. And thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful message from this family.
Absolutely. It's such an honor. I'm so glad that my team was recognized as well, because I would not be able to do what I do without the awesome team behind me.
Oh, Danny.
That's sweet. Sorry, Shannon, you go ahead.
Oh, no. I just was going to say congratulations on being a CARD star and all that that entails. And we want you to know how much we all appreciate the work that you're doing. I just had a question, Dr. Grampuchet, because I know a lot of times people tend to be nervous, that we have a lot of gentle giants that we are aware of, that are these big folks on the spectrum. And sometimes the caregivers are a little bit nervous. Sometimes, you know, a team can be nervous. And a lot of people write into the show and say, I don't know, are there people out there that can work with our kiddos? But it sounds to me like, Danny, you got a special magic there.
yeah, I'm not a big guy either. So he like towers over me. And you know, the great thing about this case in particular is that when I first started at CARD maybe 10 years ago, he was one of the cases I was training on as a therapist. Wow. And then amazing. I moved into, that's yeah, it's incredible. Crazy.
That is amazing. Danny, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to CARD. And I see that you're an associate supervisor, which means you have your BCABA. Which is wonderful. Tell us a little bit
That's
about
right.
that.
Awesome. So I just recently passed that exam in November, and then I got hired on into Vacaville as an associate supervisor then. Still going through the training, which is great, and a lot of things to learn. Many years ago, I graduated from Davis in like 2011, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a psychology degree, and I just was like, oh, I kind of like want to work with kids. And then I told one of my friends from college that, and she was like, oh, place in Sacramento, they work with kids with special needs. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And my interview back then was kind of crazy because we did like a role play and we were playing. And I think when they saw that I was able to play with toys and kind of just like be a goofball, then like I got hired. And then I've just been with Card since, kind of like moved between different offices. And here I am now in Vacaville, just kind of closer to home.
That's amazing. And so, that long ago in Sacramento, I think you would have worked with Laura Weigel, maybe some of the supervisors up there, right? And I, Sarah Cho opened that site actually for us. I remember the Sacramento site. And a lot of really well-trained folks came out of that, including yourself. So congratulations, Danny. I love working with the adults. I, like you, I'm a little smaller, and it's a little intimidating when you're with someone who's 6 foot 1. But as Shannon said, they are often the gentle giants, and there's nothing more rewarding than having a really large guy just establish a relationship with you and communicate with you and enjoy their lives when you're communicating and spending time together. So I want to congratulate you and thank you. I'm sure you're also working with other families, and what a pleasure and what an honor it is to have you at CARD. It's fabulous. It really is. And congratulations on your
Thank you.
BCABA. I always tell Shannon that our BCABAs are gold because they do a little bit of both jobs, right? A lot of supervision and a lot of therapy. So congratulations. It's really nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's quite the honor and a
Well,
big
thank you for
surprise.
being. Well, thank you for being here, Danny. Thank you for all the work that you do on behalf of all of us and all the families. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
You take
Take
care.
care. Have a great week, Danny.
Alrighty. Thank you. You
For
too.
those,
Bye.
bye-bye. For those of you who are just joining us, we're doing a very special edition of Ask Dr. Doreen today, where we've actually morphed it into doing Card Stars today with Dr. Grampuchet. We're also celebrating Dr. Grampuchet's birthday right today because this is the only day that we can. So if you have a birthday message for her, please feel free to write it in. We were talking about teams and how much a team can affect a family and a kiddo. And we had so many people write in so many nominations for one particular region that the question was asked, should we just honor the region? And so I don't even know how this is going to work out. I don't know how they're fitting people on screen, but the OC region, Orange County region, had so many nominations. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that were said about them. When asked to nominate some of one or some Cardians who have been above and beyond, I had a hard time doing this. This is what somebody said. In reflection of 2020 through now, I think about all the tenacity, the hard work, the commitment and dedication and the compassion that this team, the Orange County team, individually and collectively exhibited. This team acted fast when the pa pandemic started. Their focus was and will continue to be providing care to our patients and their families, as well as their colleagues and teams. Not only did they support their local team, they supported each other. Additionally, they offered a hand to other regions when it was needed without question. If they had the ability and the resources, they were there. This is the OC region of Pacific South Division. When I think about CARD's values, I think about the OC region. I may be biased, but as I am familiar with this team, I am confident in saying that they exude and represent CARD's values explicitly. The synergy between the operations team and the clinical team is admirable. Together, they are making waves to ensure CARD's mission is active and alive. I'm so honored and so proud to be a part of the OC Region team. They are an amazing group of people. What an incredible thing, and how powerful in a pandemic to have a group of people who are that tight-knit that are getting it done. So I don't know how, Dr. Grampuchet, that we're doing this, but we have people. Do we have multiple people from the OC region? We've got Jeannie McGuire. Look, there's Carrie Twaddell. Look at all these people who are going to populate our screen. There's Heather Tran. The names are getting so small that I can't read them. Who's going to start first here? And congratulations on all being CARD stars.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome to our show. How nice that you have a whole region nominated. We love to hear that. That's wonderful. And tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you're up to these days.
My name is Carrie, and I've been with CARD since 2005. I started as a VT, and now I'm an operations manager. This year has definitely brought a lot of challenges, but also brought us a lot closer together.
That's awesome. Carrie, hi. Of course, I know Carrie. Where are you? What site are you at right now?
Formerly SJC, and now Ladera Ranch.
Nice. Very nice. And you guys are like fully open and kids are coming in and everything's going all right, huh?
Yeah, we did not really lose too much steam during the pandemic. Everyone wanted to keep their services going, so it's been great.
Amazing. Oh, and here we have more folks coming. That's great. Who wants to go in?
I got to apologize to Heather. I said Heather Tran. It's Heather Tong. Heather, I'm so sorry. I can't
remember. No problem.
Welcome. Heather, where are you right now?
I'm at the Garden Grove office. I started 3 years ago. I started as an AC. And then a year later, I was promoted to OM.
That's wonderful. And for the viewers, our ACs are administrative coordinators and OMs are operations managers. And I always say that OMs are the most important people here at CARD because they, of course, everybody is important, but the OMs have to handle everything. They have to take care of the kids, take care of the parents, take care of our PTs. And just run the show completely. So it's so nice to have you, Heather. And of course, Garden Grove was one of our biggest sites. And gosh, I remember that site. I think you guys are still in the same area, same little area. I think you've moved the actual clinic, but in the same area, right?
We're actually in the same building. Yes, with Vince.
Oh, yeah. Great,
I love that building. It's in a beautiful setting. Jeannie, talk to us about where you are.
Hi. Thanks for inviting us all to be here today. I'm from the Irvine South office, and I actually started 3.5 years ago as a BT1, so behavior technician 1. And I loved being with the kids, but I wanted to explore the admin side. So I became an administrative coordinator and now operations manager for a little over a year. So that's where we're at.
That's amazing. And how awesome that so many of you guys started on the clinical side, because you sort of have a lot of familiarity now with what goes on, and you kind of, you know, it's so helpful to have played both roles. And thank you so much. That's wonderful. And now we have Leslie, I think, right?
It's hard to ask. For those of you, once you've already talked, we can only fit so many at a time. So if you want to just turn your camera, Traven, I think you can turn their cameras off. And we love you. We don't want to turn you off, but we have to fit more people in. So Leslie, tell us about you.
I'm in the San Dimas Center. I started out as a BT in the Arcadia office.
Wow.
And then moved up to the AC, and now I'm the OM over here in San Dimas.
That's amazing. Wow, that's so awesome. I love hearing that so many of our OMs actually started out as BTs. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations, Leslie.
Thank you.
Coming on. That's awesome. I love this. What a great idea to nominate the whole region, because I
well,
love
we weren't sure how it was going to work, but it's kind of fun. So Sarah Rojo, you're next. Tell us about you.
Hello. So I'm actually fairly new to the organization. I just joined CARD in February, so I'm a brand new OM. I'm actually the Duarte Operations Manager for the Teen and Adult Center, so I'm very happy to be here. It was truly an honor to kind of be a part of this group because I have seen so much support within this group. So I'm actually honored just to kind of be here on the sidelines, but again, I'm fairly new. So thank you for having us.
Well, don't You're apologize welcome. For being new. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a CARD star. I'm sorry, yeah. Dr. Grampy.
No, not at all. And of course, hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello. Hi. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Well, welcome and congratulations. Tell us a little bit about where you are and what you're up to right now.
Well, I feel like I'm a CARD lifer. I started in 2006, so I've been with CARD a very long time. Started as a junior therapist, senior therapist, therapist liaison, clinical supervisor, and I am now a group clinical manager. So I'm helping oversee all the clinical stuff for San Dimas, Arcadia, and Duarte.
I love it. That's awesome. And, you know, Shannon, this was, of course, one of the new things that, and hi, David, we're going to get there in a second, too. I love seeing some familiar faces, Crystal and David. It's so nice to have you guys on. You know, this whole new division is working out pretty well. We've divided the company into, like, four segments, and now we have a lot more of our clinicians able to give support and actually help other clinicians who are less senior. So it's wonderful. I didn't realize that you're in that position, Crystal. That's great to hear, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Love Orange County. Hey, David, good to see you.
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Congrats. Tell us what you're up to these days.
Like Crystal, I'm also a lifer. In October, I will have been here 12 years. I started as a therapist, became a senior therapist at the time, and around 2013, I went back to school, became a BCBA, and then I became a supervisor, and now I am also a group clinical manager.
Amazing. What are the sites that you're overseeing?
I am overseeing Irvine South and Santa Ana.
That's fantastic, you guys. That's fantastic. Congratulations. You know, over the last few days, we also honored some of the senior Cardians. And so a lot of the folks that work with you, Kathy and Carolyn and Lisa Bancroft and all of those folks were on the show as well. And it's, you guys really do have a spectacular and very strong region. I want to congratulate you guys. It's fabulous. And it's so nice to see that you're all supporting each other. I hope you're having fun, because you're helping so many families, and I know it can get stressful, but make sure that you enjoy every moment of it.
We want to thank all of you in the OC region, and we especially want to say thank you that because on behalf of the families, what you guys have gone through in the pandemic, just blessings upon you. You really are CARD stars, and thank you so much for making a difference and for being the kind of people who said, how can we do this? Not, uh-oh, I guess we can't do this. It's really, really remarkable. Before you go, say a quick happy birthday to Dr. Grampy Shea.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, you guys, I'm sure you're, we have one more, but you guys remember.
He's for the next one.
Okay, good. You remember, I was telling Shannon a few days ago that over the years, this was the week where we would force everyone to wear crazy things all week. So
yeah, the CARD spirit week.
Good time.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was super fun. We'll have to do that again sometime to have a whole region on. And what an amazing region. But we're back to our single nominations. And we've got one that's a family nomination. Catherine Krako, she's the clinical lead manager from Oak Park. Family said about her, there are so many reasons why, far too many to list, to list, remember, and write here. In short, Katie does everything imaginable to help my child reach her best outcome. Katie is creative, empathetic, tenacious, kind, caring, and patient with everyone. Katie sets a tone in our clinic as a leader that everyone in the center performs to. Katie is concise in her communication, timely, and follows through always. That's high praise. Katie is generous with her time and will make extra efforts to contribute in every way asked of her. Without a question, Katie has been the very best caretaker we have ever worked with throughout our ABA efforts. Katie is exceptional and gives our family genuine hope every day that my child will reach her full potential, and recover from autism. Now, a second family nominated her and said, Katie is so impressive in the depth of her knowledge of various behaviors, how to manage them, and how to help our son learn to communicate more effectively. She works with us and his therapist to make sure there is a consistent use of language and reinforcements. Katie understands our son like no one else outside our family. She is truly a professional. She accepts feedback from us so that she can better meet the needs of our son and our family. Our son's understanding of himself and communication style has evolved significantly, improving his and our quality of life. Our son and our family are much more peaceful, and our son is starting to enjoy school. Oh my gosh. How amazing is that to know that?
That was incredible. That was one of the best accolades I've ever read. That was incredible. Let's bring Katie on.
Katie.
Wow. Hi.
Hi. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Were you able to hear all the things that I just read that the family said about you?
I did. And I haven't heard the second. I didn't hear the second one previously. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah, well, clearly you are amazing. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you for saying that.
Katie, it's honestly such a joy and honor for me to have individuals like yourself at CARD. It's just so heartwarming to see what an influence you're having on families out there. Can you tell us real quick about how you came to join CARD and where you're at and what you're doing these days?
Yeah. So previous to CARD, I was working for the Department of Human Services doing crisis management work. And that was very rewarding, but also very challenging and also very short term. Because the idea was to kind of work with the family through a crisis situation, keep the individual at home as opposed to other restrictive environments, and then kind of move on to the next crisis situation by, putting the families in touch with other resources. So I never really got to have a long-term relationship with those families. And that was something that I really missed and longed for. So that's kind of what brought me to CARD. I realized, being in somewhat of like the special education field prior to my ABA career, there was more of a need for individualized treatment. And I think that was kind of lacking in the school systems and the adult day programs and that type of thing. Once I learned about CARD's training and the immense, quality that goes into all of the different treatment plans and all of the different clinicians that come through CARD, that's really what drew me to CARD. And I've learned so much since I've been here, and I'm so happy to be here.
It's amazing. You're clearly making a huge difference in a lot of families' lives. I'm so glad that you're a clinical lead manager. That means that you're also mentoring and overseeing and teaching other supervisors, which is fabulous. Because honestly, as I was listening to Shannon reading these two letters from these families, I was thinking, wow, this is someone who's going to be very, very successful. And you're going to help a lot of families. You're going to have a long career in this field because it's not just about, and I always try to tell this to our supervisors, the knowledge that we gain in ABA is very, very important, but also the empathy and the problem solving, the kindness, the listening to families, all of those kind of soft skills, which it sounds like you are fantastic at, make a good clinician. That's what makes a good clinician. And so it's wonderful to read all this stuff. And I just want to congratulate you, because truly, this is what I hope for every cardian, Katie. So thank you so much.
Well, it's interesting, because this is what I hope for every family, that they have a Katie, that they have a Katie. So Katie, thank you so much. Congratulations on being a card star.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I've learned a lot from both of you, and through all the talks that you do too. And a lot of families too, Shannon, of course, and Doreen during the PTA meetings. A lot of my families are attending those, and they talk so highly of those and the information that they've gained, and how like important it is to have people who've been through the experience kind of talking to them. So I'm grateful to have you both also as leaders and people to look up to. But yeah, I really appreciate the nominations. Expected, not expected, but I'm very surprised and grateful. So thank you.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. And have a wonderful day and happy April.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you.
You take care, Katie.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, I said... You gotta hydrate. I said at the beginning of the show, because he's been waiting in the wings, but he was glad that we were waiting. It's his turn though, finally. We've got Nathaniel Tryon, who's joining us right now from Plano. And this is a long one, so everybody get comfortable for a second. Again, family nominated. They say, Nathan has been on my son's case for 2 years from the start of his ABA therapy journey. He is the only one who has been there from the beginning. Nathan has dealt with several daycares and transitioning to a home setting pre-pandemic. And now amidst the pandemic, not to mention my son has kept him on his toes as he worked through many hard and important lessons. He has been consistent regardless of what my son or the world threw at him. He cares about my son and takes time to fully explain every action he takes and truly tries his best. My son is extremely fond of him, but also knows he means business, and the relationship that they have forged has led to tremendous things, including a radical change in my son. We are grateful for his hard work, dedication, and passion, what he does, and for creating a meaningful impact on my son. There are reasons I would like to nominate him, regardless of any accolade or recognition or whatever is in store. For my son, please know that Nathan, aka Mr. Nathan, will always be a huge part of his story and never forgotten. Additionally, my son has had many great therapists, and we have appreciated them all. And thank you all for all the hard work that you all do. Now, here's a second nomination for Mr. Nathan. Nathan Tryon has consistently provided exceptional ABA to our teen daughter. Nathan's enthusiasm permeates every treatment session from beginning to end. He is creative, focused, and uses every opportunity to maximize our daughter's skill development. He challenges our daughter to stretch beyond her comfort zone. And while she is not particularly thankful for this, we are. And we see that Nathan patiently helps her navigate through the process. Furthermore, Nathan is always so respectful, calling her Miss and then her name, and making sure her development needs are always accounted for. He is an integral member of our team, and we are so thankful for him. We enthusiastically support his recognition as a card star. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I just love that so much. That's amazing.
How amazing. Let's bring this incredible individual on. Wow.
There's Mr. Nathan.
Hello. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. How amazing was this? It's just so overwhelming to read such incredible, beautiful words. Thank you. Thank you so much on behalf of all of Cardians, because you make us so proud. That's amazing.
I'm a little overwhelmed too. I teared up a bit there.
Of course.
I didn't know what families did it.
Oh, well, now you probably can figure it out based on what they said.
Oh, yeah.
But kind of amazing, Nathan, Mr. Nathan, I'm going to call you Mr. Nathan from now on, because when families, you know how busy families are, and when they take the time and they, you know, for a family even to open an email is sometimes more than I can hope for, right? But for families to open the email and go, oh, I got to stop cooking dinner. I got to stop doing what I'm doing because I have something nice to say about this person. And for not one, but two families to do it, that tells me a lot about who you are and what you're doing. And I just want to thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Honestly, Nathan, I mean, it takes a particular type of person to be that giving and loving. And it's really clear to me that you enjoy what you're doing because this it shows. Because look at what you're doing with these families and these kids. I mean, the fact that one of the parents wrote, you'll never be forgotten. Just think about that. You're going to be a part of their journey for the rest of their lives, right? Good job. Congratulations. This is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about.
Thank you.
So how did you come to be a card, Nathan?
Well, prior to this, I was an education major, studying to become a teacher. And through a series of odd work events, I ended up moving into medical science. So I managed hematology labs before this, and I ended up jumping ship because the company I was with was, they were breaking a lot of laws there. I didn't want to get wrapped up in it. So I was in the wind, and Katie Backman, who was running the Plano Center at the time, she had just started it. She'd known me for 10 years, and she knew how much I cared about kids and how much I wanted to help kids, especially because I grew up with a lot of difficulties as a kid. I didn't really, I had a speech impediment. I didn't really get over that until I started hitting closer to middle school years. Mm-hmm. So she knew she wanted me on the team, especially when we were working with nonverbal cases. And she asked me, I joined, I went through all the training, and I found where I want to be for the rest of my life.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. And so what do you, eventually do you want to become a BCBA? What's your plan?
I want to be a supervisor. I want to run my own center.
There you go.
I got to tell you, Shannon, I often talk about folks who have, let's say, a disability in their family. Same thing here, even more so. If you have, you've experienced a struggle in your childhood, that show that empathy that you developed shows, and you're making a tremendous difference in these folks' lives. So I really just want to thank you, Nathan. You know, feel good about what you're doing in the world because you're really making a huge difference. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Nathan. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Nathan. Be well.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely person. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just amazing. And for people watching, it's like stacking, you know, because you go, okay, well, oh, look at how fabulous that person is. And then another person comes in and says all these things about caring about the individuals. I talk about ABA all the time. You talk about ABA all the time. And yet, I think this really is more fun when people get to see who is working with these kiddos and how they feel about them. I think that this
is. And I miss these folks, you know, Shannon. Like, I just like see people like Nathan, and I just want to hug them and tell them, God, I love them so much for just these are the people who are every day kind of bringing about in the world what I imagined 30 years ago, you know, and I'm just so proud of them. And I'm just so thankful for these incredible people in this world.
I agree with you. A couple of years ago, when so many centers popped up around the country, and we were doing, CARD was doing more center-based treatment, and we'd seen the studies on all that. But because I had done, with my son, he had done the treatment at home, I wanted to know more about that. So we scheduled throughout one summer that my son and I did a series of road trips where we went, I think we went to 24 different centers.
Amazing.
And across one summer. And then a couple of times in the fall and in the spring, I would go with other Cardians and visit other centers. So I probably got to visit within one calendar year, maybe 50 of them. And on Zoom talk to that year, I talked to 196 offices, Dr.
Unbelievable.
But you know, what was amazing about it was that I got to meet a lot of the people that are like the behavior techs who are there. They're in a good way, ground zero. They're where it's happening, where the stuff is happening. And to be connected to that was so powerful, but for both my son and I. But now it's been a whole year, and I'm missing them too. And I look forward to a time when I would love to do that with you. I would love to go to a bunch of centers with you and just watch them go crazy over you.
I would love that. I'd love to get a caravan and hit the country.
You know, I mean, let's hope that in the future that's something that's possible. My son still talks about it. We had such a good time on the road. Amazing. And met so many fabulous people. And still to this day, there are times when I will say something to him and I'll say, do you remember when we were there? We were just watching a show the other day and they were talking about Tucumcari. And we had to stop in Tucumcari because we had to do a Zoom webinar for another office. And exactly that room in Tucumcari to do a broadcast from.
Wow.
We're talking. So I was like, remember, we were there. That's where we did. And he was like, how about that? That's crazy. I'm waiting for our last guest who has not made an appearance yet. But you know, and that's unfortunate because by the time she gets here, I know you have to go, but, let me just say, because there've been several people, I don't know if you've seen in the crawl, who have written in and said, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
We all want to celebrate you and what you do because you are amazing. And I don't get to say it enough. My child wrote you a poem. I don't have it with me, but I'll email it to you. He wrote you a poem for your birthday.
I love that. Thank you so much. He is such a beautiful writer. So I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you so much, Shannon. It's always wonderful spending even any moment of time with you, honestly, and with even this activity even makes it more special because we have all these incredible people joining us.
Well, I usually bring my own clown car, and today has felt a little bit like a clown car. At one point when all the people from OC, somebody wrote in and said it's like the therapeutical Brady Bunch on the screen.
I know, it was, exactly.
I absolutely love that. I'm going to take just a second until we get our next guest to talk about the fact that tomorrow we have one more day of this where we're going to be doing Card Stars. Unfortunately, we don't have Dr. Grant Pichet with us tomorrow but one more day for you guys to meet incredible people. And then I promised that I would say on Friday, we are starting a week of saluting the people who have been at Card working side by side with Dr. Grant Pichet for more than 20 years. It's unfathomable to think about, you know, people who got so excited. We've heard several people in today's show talking about, I'm a lifer. I came here. I saw this. I'm a lifer. I'm going to be here forever. That gives me goosebumps when I hear that because I just know all the lives they're going to touch. I know all the lives they're going to change for the better, all the opportunities that kiddos will have as a result. So it's like, you know, here you're seeing this group of people who are amazing, who are just starting out in their careers. And starting on Friday, we're going to do a week of people who have been doing this for a really long time. And to see how excited they still are is crazy, is absolutely crazy. It gets very, very emotional. So I don't know where our last guest is, Dr. Grant Pichet. But I'm going to start talking about her because we have limited time. And then
why don't we do that? And then I can also leave even if you are still running the show.
Yes, let's do that. So our last guest today that's scheduled, hopefully she'll make it here, is Jennifer Avalos Vega. And she is a behavior technician from Moreno Valley. And this is a family nomination. They say, during the pandemic, she came to be my child's caregiver. She was patient and built a great rapport with my son. With her assistance, he was able to excel in many areas. She definitely deserves this nomination, and she is definitely a star in our life. She made a beautiful impact in my son's life. And then a second family nomination. Are you ready for this? Usually my son gives a hard time to a new therapist, but Jennifer was able to build a great rapport again with the rapport with him. She has plenty of patience with my son. She has gotten to know him and understand his ways and his silliness. When I get her feedback, she of course informs me of how he did with his lesson. But personally, I love to hear what small conversation comments she had with my son. I understand that completely because I always wanted to know that too. It just jumped. Hang on 1 second. For instance, if Jennifer shivers, my son sees her and my son will ask, "Do you need a sweater? It's dark outside, time for bed." She gives extra information besides the normal feedback. And as a parent, I truly appreciate that because it lets me know that besides running lessons, there are spontaneous moments of interaction. And that is a part of socializing. My son, in his own way, lets me know how his day goes. And I'm sure she is one of the favorite therapists at CARD based on his behavior and reactions when he has sessions with her. How powerful is that, Dr. Grampuchet?
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that.
Well, and unfortunately, she's not here, but I hope she's able to watch this back and to say, you know, to see, I'm going to still keep talking about her. We do have to let you go, though, because I know you've got pressing places that you have to be. But let me take 1 minute here to once again, because the show that we're showing on Friday is pre-taped already. So we want to wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you get to take some time for yourself and time to be with your family, because if anybody has earned it, it is you.
So thank you so much.
You are the ultimate CARD superstar. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shannon. And it's always lovely to spend my birthday week with you. Fortunately, it's in April. Thank you very much, everyone. Nice to be here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
And so I'm still waiting to see if Jennifer is able to join us. But I'm asking for those of you guys who are here on the call with us, if you have somebody who is working with you, whether it's they're working with you or they're working with your kiddo, you know, who are the stars in your life? You can write them in right now. We'll give them a shout out. But also, are you taking the time? Are you finding time during April to thank them? You know, years ago when my son did 5 years of intensive therapy at ABA, and I shared at the beginning of the show that I didn't always remember to thank them. I got to be honest with you guys. This is terrible to say because I'm a former teacher and I know what it's like on the other side. I just wasn't thinking about how much it would mean to them to be reinforced. I was so busy in my own little world. And then when I began to work at CARD to build this show, I got to go to a retreat. CARD does retreats where they sort of refresh everybody's batteries. They give them, you know, things, stories to get excited about, additional trainings, opportunities to grow and to learn. And you always come back revved, right, from these wonderful retreats. And I was at a retreat and there was a ballroom. And in the ballroom, Dr. Grampuchet went to the front of the ballroom and she said, "Okay, now for the next 2 hours," and this is a full packed ballroom with people from all over the world who'd flown in working with kiddos. And she said, "For the next 2 hours, I just want to talk about what's in your way. What are you having a hard time with? Because I want to learn and we want to, you know, workshop this together for what can we be doing to make it easier for you to get to the progress with the kiddo. So what's in your way?" And it was very quiet in the ballroom. Like you could have heard a pin drop and nobody was saying anything. And I was sitting at the very back of the ballroom and people didn't know me. You know, we hadn't started the show yet. And people for sure did not know that there was a woman in the back of the room who was a parent, right? But eventually one hand went up and somebody said, "Well, you know, I would tell you that one of the hardest parts of my job is, I don't even want to say it." And Dr. Grampuchet was like, "No, this is the time, this is a place, say what's hard." And this person said, well, I don't know if it's just me, but sometimes it's hard working with the caregivers because I tell them what I want to do with their child and I see that it's hard for them, but you know, it's hard to get them to be on the same team with us. And sometimes, you know, they're going through stuff and it seems like, you know, they aren't glad to see us when we come to the door. And they said, you know, so that's really the hardest part is to get the parents to see that we want to be there to help them and to be on the same team with us. And then somebody else said, yeah, you know, the parents, you know, I work with a couple of parents and they're just really, they're not even grateful that we're there. And I started to slink down in my chair because I realized this was me. I was the person who wasn't thrilled when they came to the door a lot of the times because I was like, right, this is how our family is different. I was having my experience. And then them coming to the door meant that my child didn't have the same life that everybody else had because I was in that phase of the acceptance. Later on, I was like, yes, please come in the door. Yes, thank God you're here, right? But there were times and days when I wasn't thrilled to see them because of what it meant, right? So anyway, I slunk down in my chair and I made a promise to myself that I would do everything that I could to thank all the therapists that had been on our team and to thank therapists on teams, you know, those behavior technicians that are on teams now that are working the hard cases where the parents may not have the opportunity. So that was the deal I made with myself. And I've been doing that ever since 10 years. And so this is, look who's here. It's Jennifer. Jennifer, we're right at the end of the show. I know you must have been busy, but I'm so thrilled that you made it here because we wanted to welcome you. You are a card star.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you'll have to go back and watch. I read this whole big long thing from two families that nominated you and said that you're absolutely amazing and caring and give the very best of care. And that in this pandemic, how appreciated it has been.
Oh, awesome. I definitely have to watch that.
So tell us just a little bit about you before we have to go.
Okay. Well, I started off in Hawaii. I was just visiting family on the island. And then, I heard about, one of my cousin's friend that works with kids in card and stuff. And I was like, you know what? Like, I've always had a love for kids. I've always helped my sister with her kids and I have so much patience, I feel. And when I heard that she was doing that, I felt like it touched my heart. And I was like, I would love to do something like that. I would love to help, you know, many kids and families. And I did. I tried it out. And my first week, I fell in love. And it's something that attached to me. And I really enjoy what I do. And it's something that
How long ago was that when you started?
A little bit over a year ago.
And was that, it was with CARD in Hawaii?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So did you work with Dr. Sienna Greener Wooten?
No.
Okay. I thought she would have trained you. Well, in any case, I'm so glad. So, but now where are you?
Right now I am in Moreno Valley, California.
Well, I'm so grateful that you were able to make it here. And I'm so grateful that you are the kind of behavior technician who makes a difference every day. I can't wait for you to see what the family said about you. We want to congratulate you for being a CARD star. That means that you are remarkable. And I hope that you will stick around for a long time because you're making a big difference with your clients.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You as well.
And so just another opportunity to thank another therapist for the work that they do, you guys. I hope you will take the opportunity today to thank someone who's making a difference in your life. I'll tell you what happens when you do. You just feel better. And they tell me in that big tour that my son and I did that drove everywhere, they tell me that when families thank them, they stay longer. And this is a tough job. So thank somebody today for the work that they're doing, either with you or with your kiddo. It really makes a difference. We'll be back with one more of these shows tomorrow. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.